The DNR plan would reduce mercury emissions from the state's largest coal-fired power plants by 40% within 7 years. There would be an 80% decline in mercury by 2015. Many fishing groups plan to drop anchor at the DNR board meeting in Waupaca today and ask for approval of the plan. Mercury emissions bioaccumulate in fish, and that triggers many fish consumption warnings around the state. Russ Ruland of the Muskellunge Club of Wisconsin says the DNR proposal is a chance to start reducing the mercury in Wisconsin lakes.
We're catch and release fishermen in general when we're fishing, you know, for muskies. But we're just concerned about this for all user fishermen. And we're concerned about it from the standpoint of the potential effect it has on fish in general.
Ruland was on a citizens advisory board that helped the DNR revise the mercury proposal over the last 2 years. Electric power utilities also bent the state's ear and got the DNR to weaken parts of the plan. But the power companies still want more amendments. Kathleen Standen of We Energies says her company wants to be able to bank mercury reductions that happen early.
We would like to have an incentive for us to start to make those reductions as early as possible, and thereby then mitigate some of the risk of the availability of technology possibly not performing as well as some of the optimistic predictions that are included as an underlying assumption to the rules.
We Energies admits that one mercury reduction strategy is to start retiring some of the older coal-fired power plants. We Energies has already signed a voluntary pledge to cut mercury and sulfur dioxide by 50% and nitrogen oxide by up to 65%. And the company says if that deal is acknowledged in the rules, it will allow for better planning. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.